Hello, and welcome to the June guided meditation for small steps, big magic. As always, take these first couple minutes to ground yourself and get comfortable. If you're lying down, you can have your legs straight, fully reclined, your knees bent. You can be semi-reclined in a chair or upright in a chair or upright in a traditional seated lotus meditation position, whatever works for you and is comfortable for you. If you're walking, make sure that your spine is elongated in any of these positions. Make sure that spine is elongated and you have the ability to take those deep breaths in and fully expand your lungs. Let's take a practice round and make sure you can do that. In and out. Take one or two more in and out. And now with your eyes gently closed or simply relaxed, making sure that the tension is out of your face and your eyes and your neck and your shoulders, I want you to begin by imagining a gentle cleansing rain. The drops are coming down. They're warm on your body or refreshingly cool, but not too cold. They're perfectly relaxing and meditative, sprinkling across your body and expanding your lungs, helping you breathe by being fully relaxed as you get cleansed by this beautiful rain. We can take a minute to give our thanks and gratitude to the rain and to the water in all of its forms, knowing that just as this rain falls from above us, coming from the air and the sky, cleansing our bodies, removing all that negative energy, and going on into the earth below us, where it is absorbed by the earth and nourishes the plants that are coming from the earth. All the plants, the seeds will sprout from this water. The grass will grow, the flowers will bloom, the bushes and the trees will grow tall. Because we are part of this cycle of life that is made possible by the water on our planet, this beautiful cleansing water that moves over us, that allows us to bathe and wash ourselves. Remembering this the next time that we wash our hands or wash our face or our bodies or our feet, that we are anointing ourselves, we are cleansing ourselves, that you have the goddess within you, the gods within you, and you can show respect to that divinity that resides inside of you by just taking a minute the next time that you're washing and acknowledging that you deserve to be cleansed. You deserve not just this act of removing the dirt and particles that you've picked up from your day, but that you deserve the energy cleansing too, to remove any negative thoughts, any bad experiences that may be trapped inside you, negative interaction with somebody or something that's stressing you out or worrying you, that the water has the power to cleanse you of that as well. And as you're relaxing and being cleansed by this imaginary, gentle and beautiful rainfall, you can imagine that it's coming up around your ankles and your back to immerse you in a beautiful warm bath that's gonna just soak your muscles, relax your muscles, relax your body, and further cleanse you of any negativity and any stress. So imagine that water is just relaxing your body from the outside in. It's like a beautiful, gentle, soft massage of tiny mist and tiny gentle raindrops, and an immersion in a beautiful cleansing warm bath. And remembering in this moment too that your entire body is primarily made up of water, so that connection to us with water is natural and beautiful. And we can always remember how the water from the environment around us, we breathe it in through the humidity in the air. We breathe it out through the humidity of our lungs. It circulates through our body in that blood flow and all of our soft tissues and organs. And our blood cleanses us and allows us to remove physical toxins as well. Our organs, our kidneys filtering the blood, allowing it to pass through us. And that is a beautiful cycle that we are a part of. So take another few deep breaths here, just appreciating water in all of its forms from the environment around us, still soaking us with that beautiful, gentle mist and rainfall. That beautiful warm bath around us. And on this final deep breath in, we're going to imagine that bath receding, draining away, returning to the earth. And the air around us is so perfectly comfortable, still being cleansed by that mist. And as we take these last few breaths, just knowing that we can be joined with that cleansing mist at any time through the power of our breath, through the exchange of the air as well as the humidity in the air. And any time that we need a cleansing moment, we can wash our hands, we can wash our face, we can wash our feet, and appreciate the divinity within us and pay respect to that connection between us and the world around us. And as you begin to open your eyes or move your body, we need to just savor this moment of knowing that the earth and the water can always help us to cleanse ourselves of that stress and negative energy. And as soon as you're done with this meditation, I want you to make sure, as soon as it's possible, to get yourself a big glass of water, to hold it up, and to thank it, and to respect it, and to drink it, knowing that it's going to further this beautiful exchange between us and the world around us, and allow us always to be cleansed and hydrated.